folder open for that one. Here we go. Yeah, there are no consent items, so we'll go to discussion. And we have the Bureau of Land Management plan comment submittal, and I'll call on Zanna Brinkman.
Good morning. The Bureau of Land Management issued a notice in the Federal Register a couple weeks ago that they were redoing North Dakota's resource plan for oil and gas and coal leasing of federal lands. And it's a lengthy register, and the document they're referencing is hundreds of pages long. And we have until April 20th to submit comments. So staff has been working on that, compiling those comments. And we're just asking for permission to submit those, which we will probably send to you, Randy, or all of the commissioners if you would like to read those. From preliminary looks at what staff has provided, basically federal coal leasing in North Dakota would be a thing of the past for at least 30 more years.
Wow. That's what they're proposing in their new management plan?
Yes.
Which, and your mouth being open, I probably don't have to intensify that statement anymore, but I'm going to anyway for the record. It's not only that federal coal, but there's a whole lot of privately owned coal where the feds only own a percentage of some coal under the ground. That's all being taken away from those mineral owners. And because you can't just draw a straight cutoff line, really all the... I don't know how close they could get to federal land, but there's a lot of adjacent privately owned coal that also becomes taken by this. And yes. So, I mean, this is one of the biggest takings of mineral ownership in North Dakota in decades, I think.
Zanna, can I ask you a couple questions? You said you're responding to the federal government. Do they do this on, is this a time period where they look at each state's plan, or can you give me just a little background on this?
They are updating several plans, and ours is one of them, and in regards to federal coal leasing. And this also incorporates like threatened and endangered species, areas to avoid on the surface, even though that they own the coal underneath. And I have not gotten through all of the hundreds of pages yet.
I know you guys do a very detailed, thorough look. When you have a chance, when staff, this body has a chance to respond, do they read those comments, and is there an open dialogue with the federal government as far as before the plan is approved?
The federal government is required to respond to all comments that it receives. I would not say there's an open dialogue.
Okay.
And is, I think one of Sherry's questions was, is this a scheduled review? Like, do they do it every 5 years or every 2 years or every 10 years? Or is this just whenever they feel like it?
I don't know. This is the first time that I've seen it in 10 years at the commission.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Wasn't the last one done like 30 years ago?
It could have been.
Wow.
But
for some reason, that's about how old I think it is. But I don't know that one can say for certain that this one would last 30 years. You know, presidential administrations are doing more with a pen and a phone and just moving faster on things than they used to. So with a change, potentially this could turn around, but in the meantime, mine plans that take years to do have all changed, and so you start going past these spots, and you're not coming back.
This was also the notice that I was talking about that mentioned acknowledging several wild and scenic areas in North Dakota.
And rivers. Mm-hmm. Is industry or us, are we coordinating with our delegation?
That I'm not aware of. I did notify all of the mines and sent them the Federal Register notice when it first came out.
We ought to reach out, I think, to Kevin and John and Kelly. And then we should send our comments to them as well, I think, so that they are aware of what we're saying, what we're seeing, what we're concerned about. And, I mean, they clearly need to get engaged as well. If they aren't already, they may be very well off.
The first public meeting on this is February 28th in Bowman, on March 1st in Dickinson. I will be in Jackson Hole at the National AML meeting on those dates. So Jonathan Emmer is going to attend the Dickinson meeting March 1st. The end of March, there's a virtual public meeting that I've already signed up for. And if any of you are interested, I can resend the notice and the link that you just sign your name up and get on the list.
Are you going to attend, Brandy?
I can't on March 1st. I'm leaving the Bowman Room.
Okay. What were the dates again? Do you think we should have somebody there at all of them?
Well, we have Jonathan.
Jonathan.
Yeah. It's February 28th, March 1st, and I think it's March 29th, 28th or 29th for the virtual, which several of us, Guy, Jonathan, and I, will be on the virtual call.
I think this sense that I'm hearing, though, is that, yes, I mean, now we're kind of talking about additional things to do, but I think the answer to your question is that there is support from this, from us, mm-hmm. that you proceed with scouring these hundreds of pages and preparing comments.
Okay. One more question on that. Do you have enough resources? Should we get help, contract help at all, to help you guys get through it? Because we probably could use some funds for that purpose, couldn't we? If we needed to provide some assistance to them in getting through this massive document and providing meaningful comments, could we not hire some additional help? Because the time, it's a pretty short window, and you guys have a lot of work to do on already, just daily work.
I believe that would be doable, yes.
I really support that idea that, you know, work with Zana on the lead on that and see how we can help you.
Yeah. Okay. There's got to be somebody out there who could be hired as an, you know, expert to go through it and pick out comments.
Because I think you will want these comments no later than the end of March.
Mm-hmm.
So that you can evaluate the comments before the due date, April
20th. Maybe even somebody like Jim Deutsch. I wonder if he'd be interested in, or Dean, you know, mm-hmm. coming back as a on contract to do something, to help with something like that.
Jim or Jim's, Dean or even Bill Gunnarsson?
They'd be great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if we're able, I should have no objection to that. I know we have plenty to do without this, but this is really, really important.
Super important.
Yes, I think so, too.
Okay.
Okay, so based on that, I move the commission assign Director Zana Brinkman to file comments with the Bureau of Land Management regarding the draft resource management plan and associated environmental impact statement for BLM public lands and resources managed by the BLM North Dakota Field Office.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Thank you for all your work.
Awesome. Thanks, Sam.
Yeah, you and your staff. It's a lot.
I can forward you guys preliminary comments because I think when you read those, it imparts the importance that we respond.
Very good.
I'm not sure. So I had a motion that I think I just made.
Yes.
And you handed, and it was labeled B1,
yeah,
which is what shows on our agenda. And then you handed me one that I think is, I'm not seeing a difference.
No, it should be the same.
That is labeled as B2. And so was that changed slightly? No. Or? Okay.
Error in the label.
Just a couple other things to add to discussion. You two like me to work with Victor and Stacy and do a press release on that cease and desist order?
Sure.
I think it is good to show that, that we're carrying forward with that.
Yep, I think that's good. Public knowledge out there that we've issued that and making people aware that they should not be doing business in North Dakota.
Could we also send it to Carissa at Band and ask her to get it out to her members?
I don't see why not.
Because then they can alert us if they're hearing. Because that's how we found out in the past.
Yeah.
Yep. I think that'd be a good idea.
And thanks, Sherry, for that suggestion. And the last thing, we'll discuss this more on Friday in our legislative discussion. But I can tell you with quite a bit of certainty that a few of our bills will be up next Friday in the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee. One of them is one of those that all of our policy bills sailed through unanimously. And of two bills I want to point out, one is one of those that I don't know of any change we're requesting. I think it's 1067, but I'm not even sure of that number. I'm assuming that's going to be very simple. But the other one is 1097, and that is the one we've previously discussed a little bit about seeking an amendment that would allow additional voluntary filing fees in citing cases. And so I know
that's our citing.
Yeah, I know Jack is working on what the amendment would be to that. We can discuss it more on Friday, but I just wanted you to be aware of that bill where we need, if we're going to continue with the plan, I understood from our last discussion, that's when that bill will be.
This Friday, for my clarification, this Friday or next Friday?
Not 2 days from now, the following week.
Okay, thank you for that.
Yeah.
March.
Sounds right. It sounds right, but I'm never sure when you say dates.
I'm looking at it. It's also the day of our employee recognition.
Yeah. These will be early, though. And then I had a little bit of discussion with Appropriations Chairman Vigasa, and it does not sound like, remember, in the Senate side, our appropriation, we presented to the full committee, full appropriations, and then a little time passed, and we went through almost the same thing with the Government Operations Division. It does not sound like he wants to do that. We will write to the House Government Operations Division. I had a little contact with Chairman Munson of that division. And as of now, it sounds like it will either be the 7th, which is a Tuesday, or the 10th, which is that Friday. And that is all I have. Legislative stuff. Of course, we'll have our legislative meeting on Friday. Anything else for the admin meeting? Thank you, everyone. We are adjourned.